This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila, and we are Spy Fat Chicks.
And we are coming to you from our favorite patio
location.
Pub, or rather, pub patio location. And, well,
home. Our home.
Yeah, we're out on the balcony, watching the traffic, enjoying the sunshine. It's a... I don't even know how warm it is right now. It's warm.
It feels like it's at least 20 degrees Celsius, which would probably be in the 60s.
Almost 70, really.
Fahrenheit.
Yeah, it's got to be close to the 70s today out here. And it's gorgeous, and we thought, you know, we could go out and get a coffee and record at a coffee shop someplace, but why not record at home? Because it's so gorgeous out. None of the coffee shops really have outdoor spots out here.
I mean, our dog's sitting out here with us, and he's panting, so you know how hot it is.
Yes. So, we've got a couple, we're going to smoosh together two reviews to make a regular episode. One's a place we've mentioned before, one is something totally new. Not new, it's been there for a while, but downtown Oshawa. News. The theme is the healthy and the unhealthy.
Dun, 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 dun.
So let's do the healthy first.
Okay, so the healthy one is Oz Pitas, and this was recommended to me by not one, but two different people who don't even know each other. And they recommended the vegetarian platter, so that they had awesome gyros. So we went down to Oz Pitas, and I got the vegetarian platter, Tracy got the gyro platter.
Mm-hmm.
And the vegetarian platter, amazing deal. It's under $7, and it comes with hummus, baba ganoush, tabbouleh, some crazy Greek tomato and cucumber salad,
mm-hmm.
a falafel, a grape leaf,
and a pita.
And a pita.
As Sheila put it, the size of my head. Just this huge pita wrap.
It's as big as my face.
Well, we're jumping ahead, too. It's a cute little place when you go in. Nice. It's small and cozy. It's definitely a lunchtime place. They're open 11 to 8. They do cash, debit, Visa, I believe.
Mm.
So
very flexible as far as payment goes.
I mean, the guy cooks everything fresh as you come in. You know, he's got the gyro meat obviously cooked because all places have that, and then he grills it, which is nice because when he grills it to warm it up, it all the grease strips out of it. Because my gyro meat was really lean; it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And his prices, he does just the wraps, and then he has the grilled platters as well. And I decided to do platter, so I wanted to see what was on it versus just the wrap. But yeah, yours looked amazing. It was just this styrofoam container full of Middle Eastern goodness.
Yeah.
And it was all good.
It was. The baba ganoush was really, really good. There was just a hint of bitterness from the eggplant, which is what you want. The hummus wasn't too garlicky. I like a lot of garlic, so there could have been more. But for people that think that people are crazy with the garlic unjustly, you'll like this hummus, definitely.
It's not ninja hummus. It doesn't make you go, wah!
Exactly.
Because of the garlic.
The tabbouleh was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The stuffed grape leaf that I had was awesome. And the falafel was great. I would totally go and just get falafel.
I stole a bit of her.
And I love falafel, so.
I stole a bit of her falafel, and I also stole some of her tabbouleh, and it was really good. And I think the next time I go, if I'm not in the mood for something meaty, I might go for the falafel platter.
I was worried that there wasn't going to be enough pita, but the pita was so big, it actually took care of all of those. They're usually called salads on the menu, but I prefer to think of them as being dips or spreads, and they totally took care of all of it. I didn't have anything left over. I ate the entire thing.
I think the big surprise of the meal was the little Greek salad that came with it, with the tomatoes and the cucumbers and the dressing he had on it, on the lettuce.
Yeah.
Because it was, he put a good helping of feta on it, and it was just well seasoned. It wasn't salty or anything. It wasn't greasy or oily. It was just a nice, fresh addition to what are some of the normal bits that go with it. Now, mine had a nice bed of rice, and it had the gyro meat on top of it. It came with the pita the size of my head, pretty much. Huge wrap. And then I had a good, hearty helping of the Greek salad that Sheila had on hers. I had literally twice as much of the salad as she had.
Yeah.
And that's all mine came with, right? Oh, and he also put some tzatziki on it. It was like good, thick, spreadable tzatziki. It wasn't like the thin sauce that you usually see.
It wasn't running all over the place. It was the kind of thing where you would have to be assertive with it, take a knife and spread it out kind of thing.
And then he also asked if I wanted feta or not on my salad, and he put in a good, healthy serving of feta on top of my Greek salad as well.
It was really finely rubbed, too. Mm-hmm. It almost looked like Parmesan.
Mm-hmm. But it was really good that way. I mean, mine was so much food, to be honest, I couldn't quite finish it. I ended up leaving some of the salad behind. But I don't know what his rice blend was, but it was really good. It was really well seasoned.
It was really cool looking, because it had this white rice, and it had these brown threads through, which I'm sure are some sort of grain of some sort.
Or a pasta of some sort, yeah.
But it was a really great mix, the way it was seasoned.
And the price, you couldn't beat it. We got two, each got a can of soda with it, and the whole thing was under $20.
Yeah.
And the only reason we had to wait a little bit to do our order was because a fellow came in right before us and he had like five orders.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously, if you come in right behind somebody who's taking food back for the whole apartment or the whole office, you have to wait a minute or two. But once he started working on our stuff, it was done really fast. It's a good lunch stop, and his choices are healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, everything he has there, you have a healthy alternative for. Now, if you get something slathered in, like, Caesar dressing,
yeah,
obviously, you're not going to be doing yourself any favors. But, and he had whole wheat pitas, and he had regular pitas, too, which for people who are watching the,
if you want the more
grains,
complex carbs, mm-hmm, yeah, then you've got your choice there with the whole wheat.
Which is what we both went with, and it was good.
Mm. It was great. I would totally go back.
Definitely.
And I'd probably be a big lame-o and get the same thing over and over again.
But yours was really good. And it's full
amazing
of all the things you like, so there's,
yeah,
nothing lame about that. You know, order what you like, unless we're going to, like, discover new things or something. Well, it was ironic, because we were craving Middle Eastern food. You know, we've had a good fix of Mexican lately. We're really happy with the Mexican choices we have in town. And we've just both been going nuts trying to find a good Mediterranean place. And we, oddly enough, have been striking out. It's not that we found bad ones. We haven't found any.
Well, there was one place that we were going to go to, and it actually ended up being a Middle Eastern grocery store,
mm-hmm,
rather than restaurant. We're like, oh, well, crap.
Yeah. You know, we're looking for something to fill the niche of the Mediterranean deli in Morgantown. And really, the selections he has are so similar. It's a much smaller venue, but it's almost,
right,
the same stuff. Why not? His baklava looked good.
Oh, it did. I have to go back and check that out.
Yeah, that's going to be an indulgence at a later date. So, Oz Wraps on the corner. It's right by the corner of Simcoe and Bond. Can't,
mm-hmm,
miss it. Big sign. Completely worth checking out, especially if you like Middle Eastern
and
food.
They do order for delivery, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they're good for lunch or dinner.
Yes.
And whether you want to have it brought to you or go get it.
And if you're a vegetarian, I'd definitely check the place out because it had a good vegetarian selection.
Yeah.
So that was the healthy. That was our.
Now we're
going to
go into the
unhealthy.
Dun, 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 dun.
Well, we had a bit of like an odyssey today, really. We went out to try to find some place. We found it. We took a look at the menu and decided that it wasn't quite what we were looking for that price.
We were really sticker shocked, to be honest.
It was a vegetarian place, and the prices on the meals were not at all what we were expecting, way more than we thought they should be.
Yeah.
So we decided that was something for another day when our pocketbooks are feeling a little bit more robust.
Or for the 100th episode when we decide to do the worst of.
Yes.
With the worst surprises ever.
Yes.
Because I expected a vegetarian place for it to be a little bit more reasonable, but they wanted like $14 for an entree, and child size was 10.
Well, it was vegetarian. And that we were looking at it saying, you know, we know you're using good quality ingredients, but this is not what we were expecting, and this is not what it looked like in the ad.
Right.
The ad made it sound like it was more like going to a Chinese place to order.
Mm-hmm.
So we excused ourselves and decided to odyssey further and struck out a few more times trying to find some place. And then Sheila, we wanted wings so badly, and Sheila finally had a little light bulb
blink
go off over her head. She's like, oh, I know, why don't we go to Jack's Filling Station?
Which was the place that I went for wings pretty much up until the time that I met Tracy and moved away. Because they have amazing, amazing honey garlic wings.
Yes.
And they still do.
So I said, you're right, we should go to Jack's. It's a someplace we know has good wings, we know the prices are decent, and they have our favorite thing in the world,
NTN.
National Trivia Network. You can't go wrong with a place that has NTN. Because we are like trivia. A lot.
Yeah.
Trying to think of words to use them to still keep it the family-friendly rating we go for, and I can't think of
any.
We are loose for trivia. So
yes.
We head out there, and I have not been in Jack's in, what, 7 years? At
probably.
Least. And I've only ever been there once. So for me, I walked in there, and I never really paid attention the first time. And it's a really cool little bar.
It is.
It's not huge. It's a place, there's a front door and a back door, which you have to love a bar that has a back door you can sneak out in case you're in trouble. No.
Mm.
It's like, you know, the Dungeons and Dragons instincts kicking in there.
Right.
But you have to love that. And it really neat decor all the way through. Tons of murals all over the wall, cool paintings, lots of stuff for you to gawk at, because, you know, when you have a beer, you want to be overstimulated visually.
Exactly.
That's how, you know, Hooters survives. They just overstimulate you visually in other ways. So, which, she suggested Hooters. I'm like, no, I don't want to do Hooters today.
She's never been to one. I always went to one, and I wasn't very impressed by it. The food. Yes.
So, yeah, we decided maybe Hooters another day. Let's go to Jack's. It's spelled J-A-X, by the way. It's on Simcoe.
It used to be J-A-C-K, but then it changed ownership, and that's why it's Jack's with an X now.
It's south of downtown?
It's north of downtown.
Not north of downtown.
It's
north of downtown.
Just south of Simcoe and Taunton. So if you're coming up Simcoe and you pass like Long and McQuaid, and there's a couple of new sandwich places, that Sinatra's place. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much right after that on the left-hand side.
Yeah, if you hit Taunton, you've gone too far. You need to turn around and keep an eye on the right-hand side of the road. So, cute little place when you walk in. It made me feel really at ease, because I know some of the places we've been to drink up here, or eat, they've been very pub-looking.
Yeah.
And I still have those American instincts of, oh my god, there's brass, I can't afford to eat or drink here kind of thing. Because, you know, the bars I'm used to going to in the States, places that look like that you can't afford to eat or drink at because they're really upscale.
Right.
Whereas up here, that's
watering,
normal.
The one watering hole we used to go to all the time in West Virginia, Dr. John's, it was in the basement. And
it's where they had stolen Subway booths.
Yeah. The booths were made out of, like, Subway benches from, like, the restaurant, not from the public transit.
Yeah. So, you know, really scuzzy place, but really awesome place. It used to be a Morgantown institution. I believe it has closed down. So,
yeah.
But places like that. So, I walk into Jack's, and it reminds me of, like, a nice, cozy sports bar down in the States or something.
Yeah,
really,
definitely.
Really cute place.
It's got, like, tons a lot of, like, the theme is, like a retro gas station.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got pictures of old cars and old license plates, all that kind of stuff, and mm-hmm. pictures of old movie stars.
Yeah, it really nice place just to kind of gaze around at. They have one pool table. The bar is kind of in the center of the restaurant. It's slightly rectangular shaped.
Yeah, it's almost like it's a double storefront,
mm-hmm.
and they have some arches in between that attach it together.
And they're seating on pretty much both sides of the building, mm-hmm. so there's lots of seating in there for what looks like a little place when you walk in. And we didn't even get menus. We sat down, and the lady came over to see what we wanted, and we said, well, can we have some menus? She said, oh, let me tell you our specials before I get them. She said, we have pint and a pound for $13.05. That includes all the taxes and everything. And Sheila and I both said, that sounds perfect, because that's exactly what we're looking for. And I still marvel at the concept of the pint and the pound, because that's
yes.
something we've covered before. But I've never seen that before. In the States, usually you get your wings by the count. Up here,
right. It's by the pound. Which is funny, because we're all metric and whatnot.
I know.
But it's by the pound,
it's
right?
A pint and a pound. It's like two very unmetric items that come together.
But they work perfectly for beer and wings.
Mm-hmm. And Jack's is one of those benevolent places where Rickard's is considered a regular draft.
So I had a Rickard's Red, and you had a Rickard's White.
Mm-hmm.
They did have Rickard's Pale on tap as well. So.
Yes, that was exciting. Because I know you like pale, especially when it gets warmer out, you'll be
yeah.
more likely to go for the Rickard's Pale. I'll probably stick to the white, because I'm a big fan of the wheat beers. And Sheila discovered this week that they have Rickard's Dark out now.
Yeah, my buddy Rick got a couple of 12-packs of it, and it's supposed to be brewed with real Quebec maple syrup. I didn't really taste any maple in it.
Didn't taste French to you?
No. There was no accent over the I in Rickard's. Richard's. But
it's when you pop it open instead of
it goes, ha-ha.
That would be such an awesome sound chip if they ever became like cheap enough for like a French beer, you know?
But it did have it was very similar to the Sam Adams Black Lager or Waterloo
close.
Dark or Augustiner Dark.
Yeah.
Where it's a very easy drinking dark beer. It's not gonna fill you up. Don't believe what people say.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like chewing through a sandwich to drink the pint. It's refreshing, but dark. And you can have both, and it is both.
So I'm excited about that, because I like Rickard's anyway. And I want to see if they have a sampler pack of all four, because that's the perfect thing to keep around. You know, there's
yeah.
a beer for every mood in there. You have red, white, pale, and dark. You don't
yeah.
really need much more except the lager.
Exactly.
And, well, there's so many other good lagers, you know, to keep around for a standby. And again,
Flying Monkeys.
But there's so many. I know we're big fans of craft beer, and I don't want to sound like a traitor when I'm like, ooh, Rickard's. But what's nice about Rickard's is it's still a decent beer that no matter where you go, no matter their beer selection, usually you can get that.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a good standby when you're traveling, because it's available widely.
And usually it's considered to be a domestic.
Mm-hmm.
Not always.
I mean,
double check, but
I'm always going to go for something that's local or something that's a micro that I've never had or I like, but you can't always get that on draft either. And if I go out to a pub or a bar, I want something on draft. That's the whole point of going out.
Yeah. If I was going to have a bottle of beer, unless it's crazy on sale, I could just have that at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd much rather drink draft beer, but I'm sure we've covered that before.
Yes. So, the pint and the pound was delicious.
Yes.
Oh my God.
They have, I know, I'm not sure if it's been lately, but they, for a while they won a lot of the Oshawa and Durham region's best wings. As far as I'm concerned, they've still got the best wings around. There are some other good wing places too, but they have amazing wings. and their honey garlic is to die for.
Very close to the Louisiana Liquors from Quaker Steak.
Just a little bit less spicy. Mm-hmm. It's really more of a sweet. You can really taste the honey in it.
Yeah, really good. I had just plain old hot wings. Now, they bread their wings, but I think they bread them lightly. It's not like Wild Wings, where there's tons and tons of breading on it that's then soaked in the sauce, which is still awesome.
Yes.
This is almost to the point where I didn't quite notice they were breaded until I stopped the light-speed eating.
Feeding frenzy.
Yeah, so the feeding frenzy was put on hold for a second, and I actually looked at what I was eating, and I said, oh, these are breaded. Oh, okay, that's why they're so crisp. Nom, 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 nom.
And delicious.
And delicious. But I think struck us both. It was the same thing that struck me up at Kingston Brewery. Their wings are huge.
It's like I told Tracy they could be called Darlington wings from the nuclear power plant because they're so giant.
Well, you know how there's splits and there's flats. Or flats and there's the drumstick wings, right?
Yeah, drumettes.
Drumettes. And I'm a big fan of the flats. Sheila likes the drumettes. Usually if we get something the same flavor, we end up swapping one for one for the drumettes and the flats. We each get what we want. The flats on mine, I am not kidding, were almost 4 inches long. I mean, they were just huge. Like,
we had only 8 pieces in our pound, so what does that tell you?
I'm like, is this a chicken wing, or is there like a small turkey that gave its life for my wings? I don't know. Really good. The hot was a little bit of spice to it, not really hot. I would almost call it a medium in my lexicon, but
in our modern palates, it was more of a medium.
Very tangy, very flavorful. It was almost, you know, the perfect hot. It's what you want when you go for a hot wing. It was very crisp, very fresh, cooked all the way through perfectly. It wasn't overcooked to where you had that dry stuff in the middle because it was dried out. But it wasn't bloody, which always scares me when that happens. Yeah. It happens so infrequently, but every once in a while in some places it does. I love that place. We're so going back.
Yeah.
And they have NTN.
Yes. We'll make sure and post our NTN handles so that you can follow us if you also play BuzzTime NTN.
When we moved, we changed our home logins for it, so we didn't get the login with our original handles because we couldn't remember what our logins were. And it was a total heartbreaker because I think I had the best game I've had in like 5 years.
They broke out like the really, really easy questions for that game.
And I missed a perfect game by like 120 points or something silly. Oh well.
Beer, great food, and trivia.
And unhealthy. Now, we did take a look at the rest of the menu, and they have all the classic pub grub. They have sandwiches and fries and onion rings and poutine. We did have their poutine a long time ago. That's the first time I had poutine.
Yeah.
Was at Jack's. And it was good poutine, so I can only imagine it's gotten better. Service was outstanding. Mm. The lady who was tending the bar and seeing all the tables there, and she was really friendly. She came by to see what we wanted frequently. You know, she didn't bug us all the time, but she came by when she saw the glasses getting low and everything.
Yeah, she came by just enough that you were loved, but not overloved.
You weren't smothered, yes.
Yeah.
She knows her job, and she does it very well.
So. And I honestly think that she's the same chick that's been tending bar and waitressing since I was going there, like, 10 years ago.
Very possible.
She looks really familiar, and it's very possible.
Very possible. I think this is going to be a slightly short episode. I think we exhausted ourselves with the one from Spencer.
That was quite the tour de force.
Yes. A sneak peek of what's going to be coming up. We found a manga of Japanese food that we've been looking for a while over at the local bookstore, so I think we're going to do a little media review with that.
Yeah.
Maybe a little some other media review mixed in there. We've got a couple other things queued up. We'll see. We found, well not found, we've walked by 100 times a nice Indian place downtown that I think we're finally going to check out soon and report back and let everybody know, because we're on this like Middle Eastern kick right now. We're dying for like Indian food and Greek food and everything, so I think there's going to be a lot of that coming up in
there's
the
also
podcast.
A sushi place up in the north end of town that my buddy Rosie wants us to go to.
And that's just all local. We haven't even started to crack Toronto yet.
I know.
We'll start branching out soon, we promise. We just want to cover the home base first.
Exactly.
So, anything else you want to add? Any other news that we've heard lately that's exciting to let our listeners know about?
I don't think so. There's nothing going on.
No.
We're very boring.
We are very boring. We may start adding into, at the end of some of our podcasts, some recipe reviews, because now that the weather's getting nicer, we get the urge to start experimenting. And we've got a couple new recipes to try out, mostly courtesy of Aubrey.
Yes, Aubrey is awesome.
And I think we're going to do the sweet potato hummus soon and report back.
We could almost do an episode about Terry B's birthday.
Yes.
We met this great chick at
she's from
Aubrey's
New Orleans.
Birthday party from New Orleans, and she's having her birthday party at the end of April. So we're probably going to end up doing a ZFC episode about the potluck at her birthday, because she's talking about making etouffee and all kinds of other great Louisiana-style recipes, and I can't wait.
Yes.
And we're going to bring Paula Deen's cornbread.
All the cornbread casserole of doom is full of cholesterol and death, but it's so tasty. But there's new fat studies out now that it may not be that bad for you.
Yeah.
There was all over us.
I don't even believe the scientists anymore, to be honest.
I'll dig the links up for you when you put the stuff up. But on Slate, there was a big thing, and I read it someplace else before I even hit it on Slate. And yes, I know, Slate is horribly slanted, but I still like to go read Dear Prudence, and that's where I catch some of the other articles. But they were talking about saturated fat may not be as bad for you as you think it is, and some of the cholesterol tests they use, it's not the one. There's LDC and HDC cholesterol, and one's bad and one's good.
Yeah.
The bad one, it's not necessarily your levels of the bad one that can cause problems. It's the chunks of it in your blood. And there's big and small chunks. And it's which one of those you have more of that determines if it's really bad or not. And they're not necessarily sure that saturated fat's even contributing to that. So saturated fat may not be as bad for us as we think it is. It's still not very good for you because it's packed full of calories, and excess of calories, as you know, is not necessarily a good thing. But it's just the whole thing that makes me go,
It's like the egg thing, where, like,
eggs are bad.
Every 10 years,
yeah.
Eggs are bad, you're gonna die if you eat them. Eggs are good, you should eat more of them.
No, they're bad. No, they're good. No, they're bad. Yeah, exactly. But I kind of liked the whole fat thing. I thought, you know, I've always been a proponent of lard because it's better than artificial trans fats. Any day of the week, in for a penny, in for a pound kind of thing. And if you fry right, you don't really get that much fat content in your food.
Yeah.
If it's hot enough.
If your fat's hot, then it's going to crisp the outside and it's not going to get all greasy and soggy on the inside. Yes. You're not boiling it, you're frying it.
Yes, there's a huge difference.
Yeah.
So we will toss that up and maybe we'll have some excellent fat episodes too for the Fat Chicks. But this is Tracy.
And this is Sheila. And we are Zvi Fat Chicks. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed the Zvi Fat Chicks podcast. Please add us as a friend on MySpace and or Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. Please email your comments, questions, or suggestions to zvifatchicks@gmail.com. That's zveifatchicks@gmail.com. Our theme music is Hot Swing by Kevin MacLeod. Our podcasts, like Mr. MacLeod's music, are protected under a Creative Commons attribute copyright. You can make copies of our shows and share them with friends, but please make sure that credit is given. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and we hope you have a great day.